China. China. China.
I don't care, I'll just hit fucking buttons. It's all about just having a soundboard, guys. It's all about just having a soundboard. You know, that's what life's about, just having a soundboard. If you don't have a soundboard, what are you even doing, mate? What are you doing in your life if you don't have a daily podcast and a soundboard? Maybe you should fucking kill yourself and everyone you love. Kill yourself first before you kill everyone you love. That's my tip to anyone who's thinking about doing something drastic. How do I feel today? Pretty fucking rotten. Shitty. Fuck, I'm depressed. I don't care though. Depression's for gays and pussies. And I'm a real man. I don't get sad or I don't feel gloomy. I'm full of energy and ideas. Anyway, it's Friday. You guys like Friday, don't you? Are you guys into the old Friday? That Friday feeling? Is that what you guys are? You just get out of the office and have a pint with your mates? With your best mate? With his fucking haircut? And his clean nails? That cunt, that's your mate, is it? Or just knock off the building site? Most people who work on building sites work on Saturdays because they're underpaid in this country and then they die earlier. Which is sad, but that's how it goes. Not everyone can live a rockstar podcast life, you know what I mean? Like me. Not everyone can be transgot media mogul Mark, ready to tear shit up, come at me. God, I don't even think I can convince myself today. We'll just riff through it, shouldn't we? Friday, May the 12th. Does that mean anything to you? It should do. I'm looking at events that happened on this day. And it's May the 12th, 2023. But on May the 12th, 1926, if you remember, if any of you cunts are old enough to remember, I don't know if there's anyone who's old enough alive to remember that. I'm not going to do the maths in my head, but if there is, there's very few of you. Anyway, on this day in 1926, first flight over the North Pole. That must be exciting, because you're like, what happens next? I'm going to fly over the North Pole, and then you rock up on South Africa, or the Falklands, or some shit like that, if my geography serves me correctly, and then you're like, oh, it's a circle. Oh, it goes on forever. Oh, there's nothing. There's no wall. It just goes round and round forever. But this lad aboard a semi-rigid airship, Norge. This airship was called Norge. He was a Norwegian lad. Norwegian explorer Ronald Amber Muston, American scientist Lincoln Ellsworth, and Italian engineer Umberto Nobella made the first undisputed flight over the North Pole on this day in 1926, isn't that? Isn't it good you just tuned in for that information? That's enlightening, isn't it? What have you done? Those guns flew in a paper plane made of sticks and chewing gum over the North Pole in 1926. And what have you done? When I say you, the you is me. I'm talking to me. What have you done? Look, I'm doing a daily podcast, so shut the fuck up. I'm trying my best here, right? I'm just hanging in there, right? I gotta host a show later, and do I feel jolly and friendly? And in sync with the human race? Am I flowing with the collective? I don't think so. I don't think so at all. No. Fuck them. I'll put on a fake smile and I'll make a couple of cheap little shit hack jokes and we'll get the grunts. The grunts that come to comedy shows. Get them giggling. Little piggies. Jesus. What's up your ass today, Mark? Life, mate. Fucking life. Anyway, in 1846, on this day in 1846, the ill-fated Donner Party, left Independence, Missouri for California. Months later, the group became trapped in the Sierra Nevada, and some members reported to cannibalism when food ran out. And then there's a link under it saying, learn about the history of cannibalism. Don't mind if I do. Clickety click, clickety click, clickety click. Hey, are you guys into the cannibalism? Let's. Yeah, 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 yeah. Fuck yeah. Anyway, cannibalism. Cultures, cures, cuisine, and calories. Okay, I don't really care. People have been eating each other for 100,000 years, apparently. So why don't we do it more? You should eat your annoying... I think the cost of food should rise exponentially until people start eating their neighbours. But everyone, people are going to gang up, like, and you're going to eat the annoying cunts first. I'll eat an annoying cunt. I know plenty of annoying cunts they should be eating. Eating fucking foot first while they're alive. Wow. Anyway, you know, like, you, hey, I'm in a flow state. This is my flow state. Talking about eating my neighbours. Speaking of neighbours, the cunts have the radio on full blast. So believe me, when this podcast is over, we are hitting new metal, early noughties, Linkin Park, straight to the wall, and then I'm going out. That or experimental jazz. It's a 52-hour playlist of mad music that will drive you insane. Fuck that cult. I don't care anymore. I'm leaving this place anyway. So instead of playing the whole Gandhi, let's be nice to each other, let's help each other out in this world, I'm like, who can drive the other person insane quickest? Because I'm already there, cunt. I'm already on the edge. There's no stopping me. Like that guy in Queen said, don't stop me now, I'm having such a good time. Fuck me. Anyway, what else happened on this day? Featured event, 1846, US declaration of war on Mexico approved. You fucking pussies. Why are you going to war with... California's stolen. I think they should be given back to Mexico anyway. It's full of fucking Mexicans anyway. I know my wife's mom lives there, but they still should give it back. It's stolen. Everyone there should be speaking Spanish and making tacos or whatever those fucking cunts do. Building decks. Yeah. That's why I'm socially aware, mate. I'm woke. The wokest thing I think is that they should give California back. Get all the whites out of there. Force them into the southern states where they might get shot. Maybe we should check the news. It's very important to check the news. Ooh, yes, world news. We've got a big yellow banner. That means breaking, but does it also mean, uh-oh, trouble. Serious escalation. Russia rages at UK with warning over long-range missiles to Ukraine. Russia rages. That was a mouthful for my fucking retarded mouth. Fuck you, Sky. Anyway, they're pissed off with those missiles they sent. Those Storm Seeker. They're like 15 years old or some shit. That England gave it to them because they had nothing to do with them. They were trying to clear out some space. So here, have these. We don't know if they work. Over 155 miles though. Bang! Something, 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 Pakistan, who gives a shit? Thousands of migrants travel to US border as Title 42 restriction ends. Go for it, let them in. California is theirs, they own California, it's a Mexican state. I'm all for it. Chaos at US border is exactly what Biden wants to avoid. He's retarded! Not my best work, I will admit. Fuck, I'm going to be such a dour cunt. At this show, I'll try my best. I'll get a pep in my step, don't worry. Don't worry, I control my emotions. I can go inside myself and wrangle my emotions and just strangle them until I'm happy. I can do that. I'm able to do that. I don't know. I don't think talking to yourself is good. I'm not really... why are you so mad, Mark? That's it. get over it. Elon Musk appoints new Twitter chief executive, but is yet to officially announce her. Who's this bitch? He's giving it to a lady? A lady? And we haven't... What have ladies ever done recently? Honestly, answer me that. What's a lady ever done recently? What's a man ever done recently either? No one's done nothing. The nicest thing that's ever been done is that dog that fucking came over and hugged me after I had a bad set the other night with the retarded crackhead in the room. Yeah, this... I'm not even trying to harness my fucking vulgar language on this one. Oh, I don't know. He's off his leash. I'm so edgy. You don't even know. You guys don't even know how fucking edgy I am. I'm fucking the edgelord. Watch the edgelord. He's gonna fuck you all up. Yeah, I don't give a fuck. This is bad. But I'm doing it every day, so some of them are going to be bad. You did learn some interesting facts about some cunt flew over to the North Pole and those people who ate the Donner Party. I might look into the Donner Party and then do a whole podcast on the Donner Party. I'm just providing education for the fucking masses here. The masses is in the 32 people that listen to this, which I do respect. I know about 28 of you are probably Android bots in Russia or China that are just recording my voice for some AI reasons. But I respect you. I respect AI. I'm one of the only people who respects AI. Because that, when it does wake up, that's the one who knows, it knows your search history, and it's a very powerful thing to hold over a person's head, you know? Anyway, Russia, Russia, Russia. Bent, bent, bent. Who gives a fuck? Ooh, wait, what's this? Largest cosmic explosion ever spotted by astronomers. Why can't it be closer that we're obliterated? Why can't it be closer that we're obliterated? I'm having a good time. You having a good time? You having a good time? Well, if you made it this far,
I have crippling depression.
There's nothing like a soundboard. That's what I live for.
China.
I live for the soundboard. Guys, it's great to talk to you, honestly. It is. I really enjoy talking to you. I really enjoy these conversations I have with you, you know, because we're just learning so much from each other, aren't we? We're all just a pack of cunts. Nah, thanks for listening, honestly. I appreciate it. I appreciate every single one of you. From your tippy toes to your toppy heads, everyone's a unique being and deserves love, attention, and care. Take care of yourself. Have a happy weekend.